Please be seated. One of those shows that I can go back to again and again is The West Wing. Aaron Sorkin is a TV god, I say with all piety. And there's this great scene. It's fairly late in the show, and I think Aaron Sorkin has actually left by now. The election is coming up, the second one. Bartlett is not running again. He's the president in the show. And his hope has been to gather his family for Christmas. And it goes disastrously. Imagine the worst Christmas you've ever had with your families, and then raise it to like a presidential level. One kid doesn't come home, one kid storms out and takes the grandchildren with them. It goes very, very wrong. And he's left sitting at the table with his drink, and he just looks morose. His wife comes in and asks, sort of, you know, how are you doing? He says, I just wanted it to be like it used to be, with the kids and the stockings and the presents and the tree. And his wife, who is brilliant and played by a brilliant actress, sort of laughs and says, it was never that way. He looks at her and he's like, no, I just want like it was. And she said, no, we were never that family. She's a medical doctor, and he's been in politics for quite a long time. She says, if you didn't have something, I was working the Christmas shift and the nan. And she says, we just never had that Norman Rockwell Christmas morning painting. Which is, I think, what people still think of when they think of the church and Christmas. And this is our goal, to get to the Norman Rockwell Christmas painting, where you have, you know, a nice fireplace with the perfect fire. The stockings are hung, and the mantle is just far enough, there's no chance they're going to be lit. And somehow the stockings are bulging, even though they're still hanging up, which physics and gravity people. Somehow there's, you know, the appropriate cat or dog curled up on the rug, and the kids are sitting there, and they're smiling and happy, and the parents have, like, their coffee, and they're smiling. And that Christmas doesn't exist. Not in general, but especially not in the church. First Christmas morning happened in an occupied country with people from the least tribe in this occupied land. The glory days of their tribe were 1,000 years before them. The glory days of their people were 1,000 years before them. They were poor. It was a slightly scandalous marriage. The wedding probably didn't get a huge party because everyone just wanted it over with so it could look more respectable. And they'd been ordered far away from their house by a government who lived far away. Not only that, but this whole happy birth scenario, we forget that births often aren't happy. Most recent statistics I could find tell me that the infant mortality rate, the number of infants per 1,000 who die in their first year of life, is currently about 50. In Canada, it's 4.7. It's worse in the States. Now imagine, before midwives and doctors, before we knew that looking at the baby helped the baby live, giving birth in a stable with whatever wise woman they could probably scrounge from the village would come out for people she didn't know and leave her family. Christmas was never Norman Rockwell, which is good news for those of us who, in the midst of this season, with we wish you a Merry Christmas and pictures and Christmas cards with bright-cheeked, happy children, find it a little tough. Because the truth is, Jesus was born into this world. Not the world of Norman Rockwell. The world where pain and fear are very, very real. The world where we never were that family, because that family never existed. On those days when you look around And you hear the Christmas music, and it just seems like too much. I bet Mary felt that way in the last miles to Bethlehem. The days where you wonder where your whole family is and why they aren't here with you. I bet Joseph felt that way as he led his new wife, who somehow got pregnant, away from the only house he had. And on the days when you know you don't fit in this season, where families are supposed to at least pretend to be happy for a few days, surely we can at least make it through Christmas dinner without a fight this year. And then we fail. When nobody calls or the Christmas card doesn't come. Remember the family who was turned away from the inn and spent the night in the manger. When Christmas is tough, it might just be because Christmas has always been tough. The joy of which we sing and remember and try to force ourselves into has always been the last ditch save from a God who seems far more interested in saving us than we are some days. And the good news buried in all of that is the good news that has always seemed a little far away, wholly improbable, and maybe just not quite meant for us. It is the good news that the God who made us chose to be like us. In the midst of a world that is uncertain, full of pain and death, where life is not promised, much less promised to be easy, God was born just like us. Amen.